Be real. We live in a world where it's hard to find what is real and what is duplicate. I still remember many years back, I had a phone that looked like an iPhone. Listen carefully. It looked like an iPhone, but it wasn't the iPhone. Like this, we can get so many duplicate products with less money. It's a hard truth that we can also find people with fake personalities. Even if you look into our own lives, we can sometimes see we are trying to be fake instead of being real to please people around us. We live in a society that is deceiving each other with their beautiful social media pictures, faking they are having a great life but struggling with many things in real life. As Christians, are we living a real life or fake life? Jesus Christ gave us salvation by paying a high price to have a real and authentic life in fullness through Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 15 verse 8, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." This was true of the religious leaders Jesus confronted and quoted the passage from Isaiah chapter 29:13. Yet it may also be true of us. We can appear to draw near to God, all the while having our heart far from Him. It is easy to want and be impressed by the image of being near to God without really doing it with our heart. We need to understand the truth that we are not serving God to sustain God, but to sustain our life. So if you are in a relationship with God, with just your outward appearance, you can earn the respect of the people around you just like a hypocrite. But if you don't have the real intimate relationship with God internally, then your life has no meaning. It's equal to a tall and beautiful tree for the eyes, but one day it fell and people were amazed because it was a healthy tree in their eyes. But when it fell, they realized that it was decayed and dried inside the tree. If you are not real with your relationship with God, there is a day where we will fall, and that's in front of the judgment seat of Christ. As you listen to me, are you leading a life that is not real? God is calling you to be real. My friend, we have nothing to prove in front of anyone regarding spiritual life. It's a personal relationship with God. What gain it is to get the respect of people if God rejects us for being fake? Before we honor the Lord with our lips, let's honor the Lord with our hearts. Be an authentic follower of Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning into Ujim Inspirations. Engage, inspire.